Welcome to the Ellie and Bex podcast. We'd like to thank all of you for listening. I mean, seriously, thank you. The Feel Good Podcast, Ellie and Bex, 91.9 CFM.
Welcome to the podcast, which has had another brief hiatus.
It has. What did your mum do? Did you have to just get home and tell her what happened on the show? Reenact, send her a couple of MP3s?
Honestly, the DMs have been inundated with people outraged that there was no podcast.
Do you, in all seriousness, I mean, you do a great job on the podcast. She does all the production, guys. Without me, you know, when she's not there, it doesn't happen. If we took your family out, in all honesty, what's the reach?
Oh, heaps of people, mate. What are you talking about?
I just wanted to know if I was wasting my time. That's all.
No, don't be silly. My voice isn't high-pitched for any reason.
This is a big one. We've got some funny stories, actually. The phoners are all really the highlights, I think. The stories from people. What people are doing instead of going to State of Origin. One lady's doing something that's probably the nerdiest thing possible.
Yeah, I love it. Enjoy.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
This morning, Wednesdays and usually Sundays, my mornings to look after Xavier. First thing. Because my wife would do it every other day and would do it every day, and then she never gets to do anything. So this morning she went off to Pilates and I looked after old mate. And I think it's fair to say my son is a pretty good kid for a 16-month-old kid. He doesn't create too much trouble. He generally does what he says, what you ask him to do when he understands it. But fundamentally, I think parents of toddlers, I was thinking about this today, we say the same five phrases, whether it be don't touch that, don't eat that, don't do
Yeah.
At least 500 times a day.
Yeah.
And then I was reading the other day, Chaney, that the baby industry, if you like, for want of a better word, is a $1 trillion global industry. Trillion.
I found out the prams cost like $1,700 the other day.
Two and a half for ours.
What do you mean?
So essentially coming up with a product that gets widely used could make me or anyone who perhaps works with me very, very rich.
Okay, what you got in mind?
Well, we work in audio. We're very good at using sound effects. And I thought, well, if you get to the end of the day and your voice is a little bit hoarse from having to say, sit down, don't touch that, all those sorts of things, then maybe, just maybe, there's a product for you parents that can have you relax and make Ellie and I rich.
Hey, parents, are you tired of saying the same old things to your toddler every day?
Has someone done a poo?
Well, now you can rest those tired vocal cords and keep that crawling flu farm in check thanks to the new Parent 2000. Using analog technology, you can fire off the same handful of phrases without raising your voice. Check out these gold ones.
Don't eat that.
Hey, don't touch that, mate.
Please share with your sister and or brother.
Watch your fingers. And when that's not enough, just flick a switch for angry mode and show that two-foot poop machine who's boss. Right, I'm going to count to three. One. But wait, that's not all. Engage passively aggressively blaming your partner mode to get your point across whilst being a condescending prick. Did mummy put this shirt on backwards, did she? Silly mummy.
Dad made you a sandwich with Tabasco on it. Naughty dada.
The Parent 2000. It's told you once and it's not telling you again. Ellie and Bex.
91.9.
You know what I realised this morning, Chaney, amongst other things? It's been pretty hectic around here lately, and I haven't made any plans for Origin Night.
Mate, well, that's good because the last Origin Night that you went to at the Kiwanis Pub.
How good was that? If Matty from Matera's listening, we had a good night. I mean, he didn't because he's a Blues fan, but we had a good night, if you know what I'm saying.
That was back when you were boss of the station and we were supposed to have an all-staff meeting the next morning that you conveniently cancelled.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, everyone, well, managed to ship out Daniel Atkinson. Atko, he was there and he's now in Sydney. So all the people who witnessed me at the Kiwanis Pub
are now no longer with us.
No longer in the state.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Anyhow, but for plenty of people, you're probably over the Origin chat. There's only a little bit of it left in the show, to be honest. And you've got other things planned for tonight. Maybe you might be in a situation where you really wanted to watch it, but you double booked yourself.
Yes. Oh, you've got to go to like your in-laws or something who don't care about footy.
My wife made me blah, blah, blah. Like that time, my wife, if she's listening, I missed out on a district cricket grand final because one of my wife's like fifth best friend was getting married in another state.
Fair call. As someone who goes to a lot of weddings, I think that's a fair call.
Absolute crap. I missed out on my only flag.
Well, we want to hear from people right now, 545-11919. Who are not going to be watching Origin at 8 p.m. tonight.
Yeah.
What are you doing that's not Origin? The furthest from it, the best. Like, I want to hear from someone who's going to a dance class or something, you know? Like, something or completely different.
Napping. Whatever you want, or taking advantage of the fact that most people are going to be at home watching telly. So there'll be opportunities there. I think also, Chani, people who aren't into Origin really would be quite happy to tell us. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't watch that. Like Benny, Big Boss Benny, our boss. He's from Adelaide, so he doesn't understand 13 and side football. He's like, I just don't get it. I'm not going to be watching it. So in his household, probably nothing's going to happen.
Lauren's in Noosa. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, how are you, Ellie?
Good, thank you. Bex gets sad when you don't say hello to
Sorry,
as well.
I was going to ask you.
I mean, I care a lot. Lars, what are you doing tonight that's not Origin?
So, well, it's actually not me. My daughter rang up. It's her father. He will be at work working in minus 1 degrees delivering food to oil riggers. A big shout out to him where he's going to be freezing cold and I'll be at home watching the State of Origin.
Where is he working, roughly?
He works out at Taroom, so it's about 5 hours from Noosa inland.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
So he's the sheriff, so he'll be driving a car out to the riggers to deliver the food.
I would feel bad for you, but I'm just doing the maths here, and I figure 5 hours inland from Noosa, no one else there, freezing cold. He's getting paid an absolute fortune to do that. So.
Quite possibly.
Yes, he is. Do you know why he doesn't get to watch the State of Origin? So is it really worth it tonight?
So
I don't know.
Is he a Queenslander?
I don't know. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
How do you feel about people from like states like Perth who come over here and use our public facilities, etc., and enjoy our radio stations and then start going for New South Wales, not naming any names, Ellie Chaney?
Hey, look, I was one of them people. For a very long time, and then I met my husband and he convinced me to go to Queensland, and now I'm a very happy Queensland supporter.
Now she's dating a hot bloke who's loaded. I mean,
You and me both, Lauren.
Well, he's only been there since February, so time.
Still got work to do.
Let's go to Debbie in Caloundra. Debbie, what are you going to be up to?
Well, Ellie, rugby league holds very little interest for me, so I'm going to be knitting.
Oh, yes, you are! What are you knitting at the moment, Deb?
I am. I'm knitting some baby clothes for a friend's daughter who's having her first baby.
And in the background...
So I'm going to be doing that, and I will find that much more interesting, I'm afraid, than State of Origin.
Do you have some, like, maybe some jazz playing at the same time, or what's doing?
Yeah, I could have a little bit of music playing in the background while I do that, but, you know, I definitely won't be watching State of Origin.
Stab in the dark. You'll have a cup of tea tonight as well.
Yeah, I probably won't get into the wine. I might drop a stitch or six.
Yeah, what's that hole there? Oh, that's where I cracked a bottle of red. Well, Deb, just what we're looking for. Thank you so much for your time.
I love that, Deb. You enjoy yourself tonight, okay?
Knitting.
Okay, bye.
Knitting. There are some hardcore rock stars that listen to this show, I'll tell you.
Okay, let's go now to Paige in Kaluan. Paige, what are you going to be doing tonight at 8 p.m.?
I was just going to say I've got a date with the ironing board. I'm just ironing all night.
Oh, God.
Paige.
Is this a case that you're just like, you're seizing an opportunity where everyone else will be otherwise out of your hair? Is that what's happening?
A dead body hiding underneath the amount of clothes I've got.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. If it makes you feel any better, my iron had an ant infestation because it hadn't been used in so long last week. So I feel you, sister. Are you at least going to have the game on in the background while you iron, or is this just you're going to put your Netflix on your phone and do that instead?
No. The kids will watch it and the husband, but I'll probably be in the other room just quietly.
I mean, there's been a lot of people ring through and say they're doing this and that because they don't really care for footy, but no one's really gone, I'm ironing.
Yeah. I don't know. Knitting, though? No?
We've had knitting. I guess knitting, ironing. You guys should hang out.
Yeah. Paige, enjoy your ironing tonight. And think how good you'll feel tomorrow when it's all done. The dead body's gone.
You'll be crisp. Everyone else has a hangover. You'll be wearing crisp clothing. You won't know yourself.
I know. We won't.
Hey, Paige, have you got kids?
Sounds like you've got kids.
Just from the noise in the background, I reckon we can slip you a Motivate Sports Pass to get at least one of them off your hands these holidays. How about that?
Oh, epic. Thanks so much.
That's all right. Now, kids, the kid who gets it is the one who's the nicest to mum, including doing the ironing, just saying.
Brilliant. Excellent. Thanks so much.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
I've got a controversial statement for you. I go for Queensland, I bleed maroon, but tonight I'm betting New South Wales will win.
So are the bookies.
No, but I, you know me.
Gamble responsibly.
I'm pretty good on the old punt. And I think New South Wales will win, not for anything scientific, but this morning I was looking after our little boy. He's 16 months old. And like most people, new parents, you get a whole bunch of clothing from other people that he'll grow into, right?
Mm-hmm.
One in particular I've been really looking forward to him wearing. Queensland State of Origin jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning I proudly changed him into it at about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Getting him ready to drop him off. His mum was going to meet him in town.
His mum, who I might add is a Blues supporter. Yeah.
This is where it gets weird. So Xavier, lovely boy. I'd already changed a dirty nappy in the morning and we cleaned him and whatever else. And
gross.
We went out. It's parenthood, mate. We went out. We hung out a load of washing. You know, we played toot toot, which is where I put him in the washing up basket,
mm-hmm.
and I put a strap on the end, and it becomes a train, and he goes toot toot, and we walk around.
Yeah,
it's kind of a heap of fun for him. Almost did my shoulder. Anyhow, 5 minutes into him wearing this thing that I've been waiting 18 months for him to put on, I looked at the ground. I was like, what's that? A bit of dirt on the ground.
Oh, no.
So I did the old swipe the finger and sniff. And I went, oh, pardon me, everyone. That's shit.
Poo, yeah.
And then I didn't say poo at the time. And I was like, but where did it come from? Because I just changed him not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes into wearing his Queensland jersey, he turns around. I see him from across the room.
Mm-hmm.
He has done a number three up his back.
Oh.
Like I'm talking, it was 3 inches off his neck.
Oh.
So the whole Queensland jersey, his body has reacted violently to it.
Yeah, that's the only explanation.
And cut to... Talk about unexpected things happening in the morning when you think you're on time.
Yeah.
Cut 2-3 minutes later, there's me and him in the shower together.
Oh, geez. Well, look, he's made up his mind.
You can see where, from a superstitious point of view, he was fine, 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 changed him in the morning. He's a lovely boy. He's all sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the Queensland jersey on.
And he poops himself. Well, look, like
Not
I said earlier.
It was all the way, Chaney.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you've made that clear.
Back,
mate,
it was in the
folds. Don't need a visual. We've already got one.
He looked like a little tandoori baby.
Yes. Okay. We understand.
Slightly browner than tandoori normally,
okay.
But the same sort of thing. I'm talking about the coating.
I get it. He pooped in his shirt. What I'm trying
to point
out.
Did you ever think you'd
out,
have to say that in your radio career?
Honestly, I nearly didn't say pooped. his mother is from New South Wales. You say your blood runs maroon, hers runs blue. Xavier, your offspring, made his choice.
No. He was born in Budrum, baby.
Doesn't matter.
If he becomes somehow with my genes athletic, which we all know, it's a bloody long shot. There's only one colour he's going to be putting on. I just hope to God by the time he's 18, 19, 20 or older and he's playing for Queensland and putting the real jersey on, that he's got the other end under control.
You worry. He's a Blues fan through and through. There's nothing you can do
Blues
about
Blues fan,
it.
More like.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9,
we need your help right now. Not for anything charitable. We'll be doing more of that in weeks to come. But we want to get something off the ground, get a couple of phone calls from you. And I'm not sure the average person will want to commit to this.
Well, look, I'm really hoping we get calls for this because these are my favourite types of stories.
Mm.
We want to ask... How'd you get picked up? Okay,
yeah.
How'd you meet, right?
Yeah, and not like just, like my wife and I met on Tinder. Who cares? If you fell for an elaborate, pickup line, or if you saw something super charming happen, that's the sort of stuff like, we got robbed and he chased down the person and brought back my gear and we've been together ever since.
Yes, great. I love that.
Effectively, this is about tickling the part of Ellie's personality that just adores romance.
I do. I love love.
Next 20 minutes has nothing to do with me. I'm here to tell you that you can win tickets to the basketball this weekend. It is the grand final rematch. And I'm going to tell you know, and trust me, if you've been listening to this show long enough, there's no better night out, right, that doesn't involve putting on lipstick than going to the B-ball.
It is a good night out. Now, the reason we asked this question is because a man's Hinge profile has gone viral over the past couple of days.
That one where doors meet?
No.
Hey, I'm on Hinge. Don't be a knob.
Hinge is more upmarket version of Tinder. Yeah. And this is what, it turns out you can attach audio clips now to Hinge.
Ah, sweet. I just put a break of our show.
Well, he has uploaded this. Have a listen. You'll like this, Bex, I reckon.
Hey, online dating. Swipe, swipe, swipe. It sucks. Get on down to Josh's DMs for 50% off compliments and 2-for-1 deals on red flags. everything you need to be a bit confused and pissed off. If you think you've had the worst first date, don't worry, I'll beat it by 10%. Get on down to Josh's DMs. Yes, I'm 25 and my mum wants to meet my girlfriend. Get on down to Josh's mum's house. Josh's mum's house, red flags are just the beginning.
A well played, Josh.
Yes.
Well played.
I was going to go with lower standards at just the beginning. But good gear from him. And look, creativity is a must in these. So 545-11919. Help us out. Share a story. How did you get picked up? And Helen's in Budrum. Helen, what happened to you?
So I was in my first year of uni and never really had a boyfriend before, but I've made friends with a group of guys. We were out one night playing pool, and one of the guys who liked as a friend but, you know, wasn't very interested in just said to me, oh, you know, we've got this ball coming up, which was in 6 months' time. He's like, oh, would you go to the ball with me? I know lots of guys are going to ask you. So I was kind of thought, oh, I wasn't that interested. So I said, oh, look, you know, why don't we just wait and see what happens? It's a long time away. And then the next night it kind of freaked me out. So I went up to his best friend and asked him to be my boyfriend instead.
Oh, Helen, did you break the first guy's heart?
Well, he was best man at that wedding.
You're
15
kidding.
Years later, and I ended up marrying that guy. So,
Good move, yeah. Helen. That's a ballsy move too.
That is ballsy. And that's like a decision made out of panic in the moment.
Yes.
And then look how well it's turned out.
They're the best decisions, I find. Just freak out.
Yeah. Just bite the bullet.
You guys are still together?
We are. We've got two little kids and we've been together 19 years.
Aww.
There you go.
God, I love
She's proud of that.
How good's it?
She's proud of that. I mean, look, it's only, you know, one bad decision away from him being a complete psychopath. You didn't know. But
yeah, that's true. You took your chances and
you rolled
paid
the
off.
You rolled the dice, Helen, in the love game and you came up trumps. Well done.
Well done, Helen. Good on you. Thank you. Let's go to Jordan in Mooloolabah. Jordan, what's the creative way that you got picked up?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, but I'll try and keep it as short as possible. There was a hens party going through town one night, and they had a list of things that they had to complete, and she told me a pickup line, and it was pretty lame, so I told her one back, and she ended up crossing that off and using my pickup line for the rest of the night. So I don't know how, if that's
so,
qualified.
Hang on, I want to hear hers first.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember it. It was that lame.
And you can remember yours, though, surely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What was it?
Okay, I said to her, you remind me of my little toe.
Yeah.
And she goes, why? And I said, because I'll probably end up banging you later on the coffee table when I'm drunk.
Wow.
And that worked,
wow.
Jordan.
Wow. Wow.
Who is this woman? I need to have a word to her. Oh, my goodness.
I'm in shock. I'm in shock. You know why I'm in shock, Chaney? Because Jordy comes across as such a mild-mannered individual.
I thought it was going to be...
And then he goes, yeah, I'm going to bang you on a coffee table. I mean, come on.
I thought this was going to be like, did it hurt when you fell from heaven
or some kind of
romantic thing?
Angel has you in the middle, you know? 0 to 100 pretty quick there. Thank
you,
Jordan.
So do you know if she had any success or, like, tell me you've married her now or something?
No, definitely. Still single, no kids. So, no, clearly it's not working.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you maybe...
Still got all your toes?
Do you maybe retire the line then?
Still got all my toes, everything's good.
Okay.
All right, good.
Oh, good on you, Jordan.
It's quite good.
It's
well,
a lot.
There's nothing we can say about that. Tiff in Bettina, tell us, what was the creative way you got picked up? Tell us the story.
So it was on Playing a Fish and he goes, what's a girl that looks like you doing on something like this?
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah. What, and mine of you're a bit cute to my wife was, all of a sudden, I have a feeling sometimes there's stuff that just because I say it, it's wrong.
A bit cute. Like, why isn't she fully cute for starters?
Because I didn't want to come out and go, geez, I'd have a crack at you. Which is what I was thinking.
But this is just insinuating that Tiff's a good, you know, good-looking sort. Seems like a good catch.
That she's a bit cute.
5 years later and engaged, so I guess we're doing okay.
Oh,
Tiffany,
beautiful.
just going to ask you a question and it's going to seem weird. Have you ever banged your little toe on a coffee table? I'm just asking for a friend.
Yes, I have, and it hurts.
See? There you go.
There you go.
Thank you, Tiffany. We're going to send you to the basketball Rip City this weekend against the Gold Coast Rollers, the grand final rematch.
Thank you.
No worries, sister. Thanks for your call.
Wear closed-toed shoes.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
There it is. The new one from Kylie called Padum Padum. 91.9 CFM. We're Ellie and Bex. You feel good drive home across the sunny coast. Coming up very soon.
Change the name of our show to Padum and Padumma.
I mean, it would be accurate, to be fair.
No worries, Padumma.
Is back.
Come on, good day.
Yeah, I'll pay it. Under the pump, back very soon.
I'll tell you
can
what,
it go off for
again?
The second? Let me finish my sentence.
Padum. Terrible.
Do you just want to talk now? Can I get in and tell people that Under the Pump has already been won today by Heather in Kenilworth?
There you go.
And you'll get a chance to do it again very soon.
Good job, Padumma.
Bluey. I'm going to talk about Bluey for a hot second.
Yes.
I've never seen an episode of Bluey before.
Oh, I've seen three today.
I feel like I'm missing out a bit, but
fantastic.
I do not want to watch an episode until I have a child because I know
that you'll watch the whole thing.
Exactly. Then I'll get through it all.
It's fantastic. It's great television. And my wife's addicted to it. My son's often, he's off with the fairies and my wife's still watching it.
Well, this is the thing, right? So the reason I wanted to talk about it was because Bluey's been spotted in Kurrumundi. There's an episode where Bluey goes to the beach. And it's Kurrumundi. You can see the lake and you can see where the lake meets the ocean.
But it's animation. So.
Yeah, I know. But like you can see that. What do you mean?
Yeah,
it's animation.
But it's not like a photo.
No. But they've designed the scene off Kurrumundi Lake.
Well, because, of course, it's Queensland.
Exactly.
Born and bred.
Yeah. So it's so cool. So that was kind of all I was going to talk about. And then I did a bit of Googling to find out what episode it was and everything.
Mm.
And I have stumbled across.
Bluey goes to Kurrumundi.
Bluey goes to the beach. Thank you very much. Actually, no, the episode is called Stick Bird, if we
They've always got weird
specific.
Names.
Well, this is the thing, right? I knew that, you know, parents didn't mind Bluey on the whole, but it turns out there is a full, like, realm of fans out there.
Can we hit that note again? A full, I swear to God, there'll be some people watching Bluey.
On Reddit, there's a Reddit thread on each episode where people go through and completely analyze what's happening in each episode.
Yes.
So, like, I don't know what goes on in this episode, but one of the comments is, Bandit being sad isn't supposed to be something we know about because it doesn't matter. It's just to show that kids and adults can be sad too. But, man, I wish they'd told us because we're going to see nothing but awful fan theories about it for months. And they go through every plot line.
People are butthurt because there was no emotional clarity from a...
From Bandit.
Animated dog dad.
Yeah. Another comment. Poor Bingo. There's something about seeing her upset and good on Bluey for sorting it. Interesting that Bandit had something similar going on too. What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
You are grown adults. Why are you analysing the feelings of cartoon dogs?
Oh, God. But Bingo is a real sweetheart, though.
Oh, okay. I'm sure he
breaks
is.
Your heart.
She, him,
she,
I don't know.
Sure, it breaks your heart when Bingo's having a rough trot.
Me?
Just saying. No, me. It breaks my heart when Bingo's having a rough
really?
Trot.
Okay. Yeah. Well, do you know what? Here you go. www.reddit.com/Bluey/comments.
Badum,
badum, get involved.
Badum, okay. Badum.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM. 91.9 CFM. We are Ellie and Bex. You feel good drive home across the sunny coast. Or you could call us a Queenslander and a New South Welsh woman.
You're from Perth. You've only ever worked in Queensland and Victoria. How the hell... Chris Flannery, origin legend of 10 games. Does she call herself a cockroach?
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Oh, Lord Flanno, I've got a New South Welshman boyfriend he agreed to support my AFL team if I supported his origin team. So the deal was done and now I've got to stick
to it. That's a crap deal for everyone. New South Wales on one side, the West Coast Eagles on the other side. So struggle street. I mentioned, Flanno, that you played 10 origins across a glittering career. Part of that, of course, was the fact that you could play just about anywhere. But I forgot you were, in fact, the reason or the catalyst behind one of the biggest stinks in origin history.
Oh.
When Carl Webb and Luke Bailey punched on for about 17 different play the balls, it all started with you, didn't it?
It did. I do recall it. But, I think did I get a high shot or something like that?
And Carl took it well.
I'm running in.
Took it well.
He was looking. He was looking after me, I think. But Carl came running in, and I think that's the iconic picture that you see where he's got his hands around Luke Bailey's neck. That was in that game.
Do you miss having 110 kilo men threaten to choke other men over you? Or
I do miss having Big Webby, the big bodyguard.
What goes through your head, Flanno, when you're running with the ball and you've got 300 plus kilo men coming at you to like take you down?
Yeah.
Do you do you shit yourself a little bit? You know, like that would quite legitimately kill me.
I'd be the only player in a nappy.
A lot. I guess you're just in the moment. But, yeah, when you think about it, it's pretty daunting. But just do your best. You just try and find a little gap there somewhere and, yeah, try and get through.
Is it one of those things, just quickly?
I'll take my time getting back.
In the boxing caper, there is a theory, and it's quite a well-proven theory, that in some cases, if you don't go hard enough, you'll get hurt more. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly right. Well, that's what we, at training sometimes, we try to go 50%, but, you know, someone always got hurt, so we just end up having to go 100% a few days before the game. And, yeah, if someone did get injured, they, you know, that was it. But usually you get more hurt when you're just going 50%.
All right.
Hey, earlier, Chaney was trying to claim you as one of her Blues, because you, I didn't realise this, but you were born in the dirty south of the border.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I don't tell too many people that, but
bloody Wikipedia. Yeah,
no, that's right. Yeah, it does get brought up. Yeah, look, I suppose I'm in pretty good company with Greg Inglis and Billy Moore and a couple others who were born in New South Wales. But yeah, we obviously moved to the Sunshine Coast when I was fairly young, and once I started coming through the ranks playing for Queensland, we sort of changed fairly quickly. But, yeah, I always consider myself a Queenslander now, Bex. And, yeah, I forget those dark days down in that
That's just a bad childhood.
I can be a New South Wales fan even though I was born in Perth and live in Queensland. You know, it's fine.
You do whatever you want, mate. Yeah. If your heart's not in it, we don't want you. Game one tonight, Flano, just quickly, everyone's got their plans. What are you doing? What happens? Is it in the Flannery household? Is there a private room, or are you at a function centre?
Oh, yeah, look, usually when the game's not in Queensland, I usually do watch the game on the couch at home with the family. But I'm actually up at Four Pines in Noosa tonight to have a bit of a chat up there to a few punters up there, having a beer and, yeah, obviously watching the game. So
Corporate money.
Oh, can we come?
There's
great.
No money.
Of course not. Thank you so much, and we'll check in with you, no doubt, throughout the series, the CEO of the Sunny Coast Falcons and, of course, Queensland legend Chris Flannery. Thank you, Flano.
Queensland by 7.
Oh! All right, where's my sports bet? I'm getting it out.
There you go. She has no idea, but she'll bet. She will bet. Ellie and Bex.